Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Good. And, as usual, we have our lovely psychic, Dale Shear, who had a birthday recently. How are you doing, Dale? How was your birthday?
My birthday was fair to middle and hanging in there. On my cake, I wrote happy birthday, COVID-19, 2021. I have to make sure in a couple of years from now I'll remember when the COVID was.
Yeah, you made it. It's history.
Well, yeah, I don't count on that, but Nevada seems to be pretty open, free of the virus. I mean, it's getting better and better here. Very, very good.
Oh,
here.
That's great. That is so great to hear. That is not going on over in Florida where Johnny lives. I hear people are not being responsible.
Johnny, go ahead.
Tell it.
Well, what's going on in Florida?
You know, I don't know what's going on. I can tell you every day more people are getting vaccinated, and I get my second shot on the 9th. So I'm looking forward to that. And then after that, I'm going to get my driver's license, and I'm going to go over to see Barbara. We're going to have our photo shoot.
Oh, wow. You got a long drive.
You're going to drive all the way from Florida?
No. I mean, fly. I said go.
Fly.
But I'm looking forward to finally meeting Barbara. This is the natural order of things. It should have happened last year, but, you know, it didn't. So.
I know. That'll be fun. That will be so fun.
Well,
we
got to see if it all works out, COVID virus. There's a second string coming in already. So who knows, you know? I don't even know.
Dale, you helped me so much last Friday when you offered to give me a reading.
Oh, yeah.
Since then, just talking sometimes, it doesn't have to be super paranormal, even though my reading was. Oh, my gosh, just talking about it and touching base with you helped me so much because I had a clutter problem. Oh, it's not completely done, but, so much has been accomplished since a week ago. Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Well, you
I don't remember what I said.
Too. Well,
huh?
You inspire.
Well, thank
you. You just said you don't have a block, Barbara. You have a clutter problem. And so when I knew that there was no, like, weird block, like, come on. You know, get yourself out of the funk. Get up. Just start with what's right in front of you. And don't stop. That's the key. Don't get overwhelmed and go, oh, gosh, it's too much, and go sit down.
Yeah, that's the
don't
key.
Stop.
That's the key. It's just take a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
A little bit at a time.
Thank you very much. And I know
we have some callers eagerly waiting to get their reading today.
Before we take callers.
Oh, Johnny.
You know,
Johnny, why don't you give out your phone number, please?
Sure.
For
you
people
the number.
To call in.
It's 516-531-9874. And before you get to the call, this is something I read into it today, and I thought about this. I saw a thing on TikTok where apparently there's a place in Missouri called Uranus, Missouri. And
Johnny, just forget about it.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that. All right, I'll go with the first caller.
I don't understand him sometimes. I just don't. Okay.
786 is the area code, okay?
Hey,
hi, number one, Johnny, you're mumbling, so you got to talk slower, all right?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Who's the first
caller?
My name is Lou.
Your name
is what? Lou?
Yeah, but what is your name?
It's a spell L-U-Z.
Luz. That's cool.
That's very pretty. Yes. What nationality is that?
Colombian.
How wonderful. I've been to Colombia. How wonderful. I've been to Colombia on a cruise ship during the bad times, but very weird. Anyway, where are you calling from?
Calling from Florida.
Florida, okay. And what part of Florida?
Miami.
Miami. Is the virus going up in Miami?
People are getting vaccinated. I am fully vaccinated, for instance.
Back to what?
Vaccinated.
Oh, vaccinated. Okay. Yeah, but is the coronavirus getting bad in Florida?
No.
I mean, No.
I'm not doing research part of it, but everybody's taking care of themselves. You know,
good. That is good to hear. And what is your name and we got that. Where are you from? What's your question, darling?
Yeah, so I am in online dating, right? And I feel strongly for one gentleman, but I just want to know what the cards have been stuck for me in the future with him, if there is something stable or if I should just continue dating.
Okay. Let me put it to you this way, and I'm going to explain this to Johnny, too. If you ask out 100 people or you try to make a date with 100 people, one of those 100 people will say yes. So don't get hooked on just one person. You need to spread your wings and have several, people that you talk to. You will get plenty of dates in the near future, but you've got to check them out. If you decide to get real serious with someone, you want to check them out with U.S. Search to make sure they're not crazy or whatever the situation may be.
Yes, so I'm currently dating, going out and seeing different people, but there's only one person that I'm really interested about, and my call was about the potential with that individual. If there is any potential.
There is potential, but have you checked him out?
He's an attorney.
Did you check him out? How do you know he's an attorney?
Because I checked him out. His
license. That's what I asked. Okay.
But that's the search.
Great. All right. Yes. You're very smart. You got it all together. Yes, you have potential. There is no marriage with him yet, but other than that, there's a good relationship.
Okay. All right.
That's what I see. Amen. And I see other men for you. What type of work do you do?
Oh, I do quality assurance.
Quality insurance?
Quality improvement.
I don't know what that is.
So I am in charge of ensuring that the agency is running smoothly. That maintaining, professional standards.
Wow, cool. That's a fun job. And that's good. So I see good times coming for you. And pretty much you always get what you want, and I think that will continue.
Is there a time frame that I should expect anything going on, like, firmly with them?
3 to 6 months.
Okay. Right.
Within.
Perfect.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Great. That's exciting.
That was
exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Johnny, next one.
Is 205.
Hi, caller. You're on with Psychic Gail Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dale, and thank you for taking my call. Hello to everyone.
Hi.
Dale, my question. Hi.
What is your name?
No,
what is your name?
Patricia.
And where are you from?
Alabama.
You've called before, haven't you?
I have. It's been a while, but yes.
Okay, we're back to our same callers again. All right, we'll make it. All right, how can I help you?
Yes, there is a gentleman that I've been friends with for a couple of years now, and we decided to take it to a level of intimacy about a year ago. And I want to know, do you see this going farther, possible long-term relationship?
Yes, I do. But does he live in one place and you live in a different place?
Yes, we're probably about 20 minutes away from each other.
Okay, because I didn't see you. Yes. I didn't see you living together. I saw different residencies.
Yes,
and lots of hope. He's very, very, very nice, and so are you. So there's a lot of hope there, and you do a lot for him, and you make things pretty comfortable. So I wouldn't worry about it. I feel like it's going to work itself out.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you want to know anything else? Or did you want to know anything else?
Finances. Do you see finances? I invested in this company. It's about to launch soon. Do you see that I invested well? Do you see a return, a good return?
What kind of company is it? What's the name of it?
The company name is Unpassive, and it's sort of like a Walmart. You know how Walmart has everything under it. This company is going to have everything under one umbrella.
Cool. Wait, what is this called?
Yeah.
What is this called again? I want to look it up. What's it called?
Unpassive, O-N-P-A-S-S-I-V-E.
Wait. I'm not understanding you. O, like opera?
E. Oh, yeah, like opera, N, like nurse, passive.
Yeah, like what? Phonetically spell it. Spell it phonetically.
Okay, so O as in opera, N as in nurse, P as in patient, A as in animal, S as in store, S as in store, I as in igloo, V as in violin, E as in elephant.
Okay. Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara, are you there?
Okay,
hello?
That would be Oscar Echo November or Oscar November Papa Alpha Sierra Sierra Indigo Victor.
Mm-hmm.
No, sweetheart,
yes,
you got to tell Barbara again. So we need to know you're not.
Yes, that's,
okay.
Yes, it is. It is Oscar November. Patriot or patient.
Okay, Papa.
A.
Is it called on passive?
Yes.
On passive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On passive. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Barbara, keep
all
that
right.
Keep that for us. On passive what? It's a very weird name. How are you going to remember it?
Yeah, it's passive. Mr. Ash, that first name is his name. He's the founder. And it's under GoFounder. So G-O,
wait,
GoFounder.
Yeah. F-O-U-N-D-E-R, GoFounder? Is that what you look it up under?
Well, I pull it up under passive. But the logo, Go Founder, is also there. So yes, either one you should be able to
I'm concerned about the name because it's hard to remember. Walmart's easy, but that obsessive, whatever that is, it's very hard to remember. So I mean, as far as it probably has a good shot at going somewhere, but. It's hard to remember the name. You know what I'm saying?
We'll look it up. Thank you. We'll look that up because I am looking it up right now.
Oh, good.
And send you that info that I find, Dale.
Or you can say it out loud. I want to hear. I want to be able to
know the truth about on passive reviews. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's says that some people say it is fake, say it's not even a registered. Wait, but then on passive comes back and says, absolutely, our company is legally registered as an informational technology IT company and already has been audited by the relevant authorities. It is even global friendly and will be compliant with every government regulation. Okay, and they have a Facebook, so if you have more questions, there's lots of things to read about it.
Okay. Darlene, I think it's at the very beginning stages of whatever it's doing. But
yes.
I don't see it full on blown for many, many, many years. So I don't know, time-wise. But, you know, it may make it, but the name is kind of weird. It's wrong. But I just don't feel it. I don't feel it to happen right away. It's a long-term thing. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, I would not put a lot of money in this.
Right. I haven't. I just did the initial fee. So the initial fee is about $80 or so. So, So I haven't invested a whole lot.
I'm trying to help you here. Why would the initial fee be $80? I don't get it.
It's kind of like a startup fee. It's like a founder's fee. Everyone who is paying that fee is sort of, they're coming in under founders or co-founders before he actually is launched. And after they cut off that fee, then when you do come in, you're not going to come in under founders. I guess you would just come in under.
Okay, I just want to tell you something. I know stocks pretty well, and I know, you know, IPOs, but I'm going to tell you is do not, absolutely do not put a lot of money in this company at all yet.
Okay.
It's got a long, long, long way to go, if it goes at all.
Okay.
So if you lose $80, it's no big thing, but if any more money is asked for, I certainly would not do it.
Right. Yeah, they tell you not to put in if you can't afford to lose the money, don't invest it. So
that's a very good idea because they're not sure is why they're saying it as well. For the same reason, I'm not sure at all.
Right.
Okay? All right, so that's what I can say about that. Did you have another question?
My daughter, I want to know how she's doing. We're going to court. She lost custody of the children last year. We're going to court next month. Do you see that she has done the work she needed to do to regain custody of her 4 and 7-year-old?
Who is she fighting against?
She's fighting against the state.
Okay, you're safe. Not her ex or anything like that, or grandparents?
No. Well, I have the children, but the state stepped in and took the children away.
From her.
The state took the children from her, and I went in and got the children, and it gave me temporary custody until she get herself together, complete task. She's on task.
I think she has she's done a lot of work, but it's
okay.
Not going to be 100%. So I see there would be visitation or whatever, but she would not get the custody of the children yet.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for
calling.
Thank
you, Dale. Dale, thank you so much. I love you. It's been my pleasure. Again, you never fail. You always come through with just what I need to hear. So God bless you. God bless.
I need it.
Yes.
Thank
God
you,
bless
ma'am.
You all.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Patricia, for calling. And I remember now. So that's so good. What great news you delivered today, Dale.
Okay, Barb, you and I can talk if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yes, I remember, and this is very good news. And this is what I like to see. It's okay if they call back because they have updates. They're not calling back.
Updates are fine. Updates are fine.
Yeah.
Same people every week is not fine.
No, they need to, if they have the same issue, same question, they need to book a separate time with you throughout the week where they can have one-on-one time.
They don't have to if they don't want to or they can't afford it. It's okay. Anyway.
But do you
want that?
Do you want me to give out your number?
You can. Yes, you can. But
okay. Dale Shears, direct line is 808-372-1816. We always post the show link on all of our social media, so you'll be able to find it. Because, you know, why not? If you're calling every Friday, you may need more than 5 minutes that she can give you. This is like a sample mini reading. You want a full reading and really get to the answers. So that is available to you guys. Okay, so write that down and do it. All right. What do you want to talk about, Dale?
I have a conclusion to the cycle that I bought, the three-wheel cycle. I have a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that was being advertised on Amazon for $9.99. And I knew it was a hoax. So
yeah.
I went ahead and bought it anyway just to see how far these people would go. Woo, did they go far. I was blown away. It was, I ordered two of them. So one, they sent me an email stating, oh, we're out of stock. And I'm going, uh-huh, sure. Talk to my hand because the face don't understand. I'm going to tell you that right now. So then it gets, they had no tracking number. I try to get into their site and first I emailed them a note stating, you know, I'm not the only person that has ordered from you on these products. And you don't come through, and no one sells a tricycle for $9.99, seven-speed new. Sorry, you are a scam, and I will be reporting you to Amazon, which is, you know, Amazon really does the work, and they take a look at these things. So next thing I know is I get an email stating, Your cycle has been sent out, okay, and you should receive it on the 24th. Comes the 24th, come and go, nothing. Oh, well, we're running late. So I went on and on and on about that. So finally, I called Amazon today, told them everything I went through. I said, you must report these people. They are scamming, because if you go on their site, they have bicycles for $65, brand new, all this stuff. I mean, I don't know where they're, you know, coming from, but it's a very strange name. They don't have tracking. And I said, you know, and here they take your money and, you know, whatever they're going to do with it, and they don't produce. So the girl made a note of it today and said, we are going to report them, gave me all my money back, and that was it.
How good.
But,
wow.
Birthday,
that still took a lot of time.
No. I knew I wasn't going to get it. I mean, you know, there's no way. At $10, are you going to get a brand new, you know, bike with 7 speeds and all? There's no way. So I just wanted to see where it would go. And, you know, I wanted one for my birthday, but that didn't happen. So, but that's okay. That's all right. Now all I want is a house to live in.
Somebody else got a new car the day before your birthday. What up
with
that?
Yeah, Richard did. Yeah,
Richard. What up with that, Richard?
Is Richard on, Johnny?
Oh, yes, he is. Let me get him real quick here.
I mean, yeah. But you benefit from it as well.
Aloha,
Richard. Aloha.
Aloha, everybody. Yeah, we got a new car. And
We
went
Subaru.
Subaru. And I love it. Dale doesn't really like to see too well, but that's all right. And she's too short
anyway.
It was her birthday.
Her birthday.
Anyway,
she didn't get a bike. She did not get a bike for her birthday. So
No. We went through that. We went through that, but we got to move and find a house, you know, because of the owner died here. So it's very hard. I mean, people are just ripping people off in Nevada. I don't know about here or anywhere in the United States. And they're upping the prices to, can you imagine, like a 2 or 3 bedroom is now $3,700 to $5,000. Hello? You know, I think they want everybody out in the street, you know? So
cheaper
it's
to
just
buy
a matter. I think they want everybody out on the street. You know, so it's But anyway, that's what I'm looking for at the moment. And then, no, I love Richard's car. It's just, I was used to the one he had, which was a GMC. And it was incredible, you know, 4-wheel drive, huge car. But he didn't
really
need
big.
It, you know, and he's get really good gas mileage on this, 32 miles to the gallon to 36, supposedly. I haven't seen it yet, but we will. And it has some little things that annoy me, like when you're driving the car and you stop, the car stops. And it doesn't. It shuts off the engine. And then when you're ready to go, it turns the engine back on again. And that was driving me nuts. And the other thing was, every time you open the door, the radio's on. I'm going, hello, what's wrong with this car?
It's got so many switches and goodies. And I've been reading the instruction manual over and over and over again. And it'll probably take me 6 months to figure everything out in it. But it does everything but get you up in the morning and wash your back. You know, just unbelievable.
Oh, I love that. I love that with the new cars. And I also like the classics. So, Dale, you're comfortable. Pardon me? Comfortable for your back, though?
Oh, no. It's okay. It's just not great for long drives. Like his GMC, you know, of course that was $58,000, and you know, you can imagine those trucks that had all the bells and whistles, and that was probably one of the most comfortable cars I've sat in. And then you go down to the Subaru, which is like 37,000, and it's a, you know, different. That's all.
Yeah. Wow.
But he wanted to save on the gas mileage.
Well, that's not the only reason. I'm at the stage in life when I'm not going to be pulling trailers and doing all that kind of nonsense. So, you know, why have a big truck? And so
yeah. You want to just zip around, Richard. That's how people feel. Like after driving a big vehicle, they just want to get in something low to the ground. They want to zip around, but they still want to feel the whole thing. So it's a good choice. I just want to be happy on her birthday, which was last Sunday.
That was the 20th.
And I hear that she wasn't.
No, I didn't say I wasn't. I said it was fair to
mediocre.
Oh, I wasn't. You know, if there's a COVID virus out there, you know. So what,
I know.
The second one of the birthday of the COVID virus for me. I mean, it wasn't exact. I would have
Think ahead next year for you, though. Let's really think ahead and make it special, though. Because birthdays are important.
I have. This is weird. I have. Richard, come out here. Please, UPS is at the front door. Maybe I'm getting a bicycle. Richard, hang up the phone and come on out here. I don't know.
Okay.
You know why?
I'm on my way.
I don't know why
what
stuff is being delivered.
He's always there for you, isn't he, Dale?
Oh yeah. This could be for my husband. I don't know what this is. Hello.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Is Johnny there? I don't even hear Johnny.
I'm here.
The background.
Oh,
okay.
It's for my husband. It's for my husband. It's stuff for my husband, so.
Okay.
I'm here.
We'll see what it is.
Okay.
All right. It's for both. All right. We're back.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, everything's great with me. Your reading helped me so much, and I know it helps. The readings help a lot of people. It's just that one last thing. And you know what? It shouldn't be last. I always say it should be the first thing you do is consult a psychic, the best psychic, which we do have here, Psychic Dale Shear.
Well, I just want to make it known.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see for myself. So psychics can't see for ourselves. It's just kind of set up that way. I don't know why, but it just is. And but Barbara, I trust you. Do you see me finding a house I want?
Okay, let me do my muscle testing. I'm going to stand up. Hold on.
Okay.
Face north. Let's see here. Okay. Let me have you repeat that question, Dale.
Will I find a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house with a backyard near me in Nevada?
Whoa. It held me in the middle for a while, but then pushed me forward. So that means yes, you will. But that means not immediately. That means it's not going to happen as quickly as you really want. But rest assured, it will happen.
Well, it has to happen quickly or I'll be out in the street.
Well, how quickly is that?
A couple of months.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. That was so cool, the muscle testing thing I do.
I don't know what you do.
I'm back.
Crazy. Wow. I'm learning stuff, you know. I'm putting it
okay, that muscle testing, how accurate is that?
Well, it's always been completely accurate, but I haven't put it to too much of a test. But it's what you feel. Like, okay, magnetic energy you're dealing with, and it's powerful.
Uh-huh.
So you're either going to be pulled forward or pulled back means no. And I was pulled, I was like, went sideways a little bit, and then forward. And you can't let your brain say, oh, I want this for this person. And you have to just stand there, and the universe, the force, that energy will move you forward or back. We learned this. We have learned this a couple times on the show.
Okay. Is that, that's sort of like the crystal that you turn around and you ask it yes or no. It's sort of like that, I guess.
Probably. I don't know, though.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I've never heard of that one.
All right.
I do have crystals
I don't
want to
keep
though.
any
I don't want to keep anybody waiting. Are we okay? Or
right.
Johnny?
Would you like to go to the next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 310. You are on the air.
Hi, what's
Hi,
your
how
name?
Are you?
And where are you from? This is Vince.
Well, this is Vince. Vince calling from New York. Hi.
Oh, hi, Vince.
So,
how are you doing?
Hi. So, I have a question. So my ex-employer, I was wrongfully terminated, and I've been looking for a lawyer to sue them because the union refused to help me because I've badmouthed them in the past. So I've been talking to a lot of lawyers, and so far haven't been successful.
Oh.
I talked to one lawyer this morning, and they're willing to fight for me, but I have to pay them like a $5,000 retainer, and that's a lot of money. So I'm just wondering, if I do take my former employer to court, am I going to win, or is it a
no
point? And no,
absolutely not. They have written you off. It's done. It's over with. We've had this argument, I don't know how many times already, but this is the third time.
Right.
But no, I wouldn't waste your money and give them a retainer. I would take all your brains and start looking for another job.
Well, I was supposed to start a job on Monday, and then another job came up that paid like about $5. There's like a $5 difference more an hour, so I'm taking the one that's more, but it's a long way from home. It's close to where I was working.
Oh, that's dumb. Vince,
I know, but it's the money. That's the problem.
It's not
you
the
know,
money, Vince. It's not the money. Gas is very high price. And if you were to take that and it's far away for $5 more, you'll eat that up in gas. But you go do what you want. I can't keep talking to you every week, but I wish you the best, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vince.
Okay, see, here, we're not, here we go, Barbara. We're getting the same people again, you know?
Yes. He just is adamant about it, clearing his name. But it becomes old news, and people really forget things so easily. But like you said, and you even had a one-on-one with him, or have you had a couple
yes, I
of
did.
With him?
Yeah, one time.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry, Vince, but it's a joke, okay? It's called an ask hole when somebody asks you for advice, but they don't take it. They're called an ask hole.
That's a new one. That's a new, I like that.
Johnny
that's
get in trouble if he said that.
That is
well,
where
wait
are the
minute.
Dice? They don't even laugh at my joke.
Earlier, and you didn't want to hear about that.
Well, Johnny, you're crude. We're not.
I'm not crude. That's just the name of the place.
No.
Are you ready for the next caller?
Yeah.
Where did Richard go? He always laughs at my joke.
920 area code.
Hey, caller. What's your name and where are you from? You're on.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I'm from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Hi there.
We finally got somebody out there that's in the real world. Oh my God. Wisconsin.
Happy belated birthday, Dale.
Oh, well, thank you. At my age, it doesn't matter. It's okay. I'm only so many years away from death, so I'm just waiting it out.
Oh, no.
Well, you can still enjoy today, right?
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, how can I help? What is your name?
My name is Amy.
Amy, how can I help you?
Well, Dale, I have been, waiting a very long time for a good relationship. And I'm just wondering, do you see anything coming towards me in the way of a good friend or a partner maybe sometime this year?
If we were in normal times, I would tell you of a lot of places to join for this to happen. How old are you, sweetie?
I am 60.
Okay. See, before the COVID, we had the senior center. We had a lot of activities, you know, swim center, all kinds of things. And it's hard now to meet anybody, you know, and have the direct contact we'd like to have. I don't know how is the, where you live, how is the virus up there?
Well, you know, I do see that probably things are going to be, we're getting vaccinated. I've had mine. And things, you know, I'm hoping will open up towards the summer. And, you know,
it's not going to get better where it was. I mean, okay, where it's one-on-one with people. Where we're going to, you know, have it the way it used to be, maybe several years.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll still be wearing masks, even though we've
right.
had the shots. As far as percentages of things opening, it depends on what state you live in. I know Nevada is, like Vegas, they're rushing to open things. I know Florida has everything open, but the virus is climbing, you know? I mean, this is here to stay. You know, sure, we'll have shots for it and all, but for it to be the way it was, where you're looking at 2 or 3 years down the line. So in finding somebody...
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I just don't think it'll ever go back to the way it truly was.
Can't say
know.
The word ever. Can't say the word ever. In Nevada,
okay.
we're way ahead of everybody. I mean, 50% is open here. And they're starting to have baseball and football and a lot of activities, but at the 50% ratio. It depends on the state you're in and where you're at. If you're going to look at Florida wearing no masks, going crazy, partying and stuff like that, there will be viruses, and it will keep creeping up. And we need it to be so there aren't any. So it'll go back to somewhat the way it was. I can't see it being forever, you know. But I think we'll end up just having to take a vaccination, maybe once a year or two vaccinations in order to make it happen. But then on the other avenue, and then I was going to say, Barbara, you ought to come to Nevada because anybody can get a shot here.
And I am going to come to Nevada soon. Maybe I will check into that.
Yes. Anyway, as far as the lady is concerned, the only way you're going to get is to join some groups on the internet or, you know, ones that are safe and ones that you feel good about. And, you know, until this thing's lightened up, that's just the way it's going to be. Don't you have any friends now?
Well, I've lost a lot of my family. I've had a lot of different acquaintances. I haven't worked in a while. So a lot of those friends have gone away. So it's mostly the people around me in my neighborhood.
The people around you in what?
In my neighborhood. And I do online, you know, like get-togethers
sure.
with other friends that I have things in common with.
Well, that's kind of cool. What about Zoom, where you can, you know, meet up with more than one person?
Well, I'm hoping to start getting out and doing more. You know, I don't want to be in. I don't plan on being in. You know, I want to get out and, you know, just
Well, as I said, it depends on what state you're in. Like in Nevada, we have buffets open. We have movie theaters open. We're starting to open bowling alleys. So it's here in Nevada, it's kind of good, and the virus is going way down, almost to nothing. So it's good, but it depends on what state you're in. And if you're where you're at, you're just going to have to hang tough, but it will happen. And you're going to meet a lot more people. It'll be okay. When the senior centers open up and all that, and you can do a lot of arts and crafts and all kinds of things, then look forward toward it.
Do you think I'll meet anybody this summer?
I can't look at time. I do see you meeting somebody if that's what you need to know.
Okay. Okay.
Look, I have friends that are just flying all over the place. They're going to Hawaii. They're going to Aruba. They're going to Mexico. They're going to different places, you know. So there is, to me personally, flying, I don't feel good about that myself right now because of the air circulation problems. And even though you've had the shots, I just don't, you know, I'm not a champion of it. But if you have to do it, you have to do it. But everything else is all good.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind driving, and I actually have already taken a short trip just to get out of here. To Florida for like 10 days. So, and I'm hoping to travel out west, you know, later in the summer. So, but, you know, right now this is where I live, and I, you know, want to get back to the business of living here a little bit.
Well, I don't blame you. That will happen, though. So I hang in there. Okay?
Nope. Yeah,
right.
Definitely. Thank you.
I think
okay, well,
you're
going
to be just fine.
Okay.
Okay, Johnny, do you want to give out the phone number again?
Yeah.
You
got to
keep giving it out.
I just wanted to let you know, on TikTok, I've been advertising the show, and I am up to 300 followers. And so,
great,
so
Johnny.
Like, yeah, so when we advertised the show that you were going to be on today. So I advertised it on TikTok, and I had some people like the video. So the number is 516-531-9874. Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Are you ready for the next caller?
I will be in a minute. Barb, how are you feeling?
I feel okay. Sometimes I just feel like kind of bleh, B-L-E-H, bleh. And today kind of is one of those days.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like maybe I should really, because I should take a walk. And sometimes when I get outside, and I've been outside a lot today, but get outside, take that walk, get on the beach. Or what do you think I should do? Because I feel bleh.
Well, what I would do whenever I'm like that and I have the opportunity, I would go to the ocean and just watch the waves and just mellow out. And then within an hour or so, I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah. Nature does the trick sometimes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it does.
It's amazing.
It does.
Even just getting outside and walking for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And definitely should go by the waves. Like, I guess that's why I was kind of bummed on my birthday, because I'm usually in Hawaii and I'm not by the waves, and I'm not there, and it just bums me out. But I'm dealing with my puppy, who's 80 pounds, and we now have a trainer for him once a week who he wants to kill, but we're teaching him not to kill the trainer.
Oh, that's funny.
No,
oh,
it isn't.
Wow. What would you do?
That's why I have
him. You go out of town, who will take care of your dog, Lucky?
No. What I love about Lucky is the fact that he's very protective of us. And I got to just say this real quick. My husband, he was doing DoorDash, and he was at Panda Express picking up. And I always make sure the dog is in the car with him when he goes out, because he's Japanese. He's Hawaiian, Japanese, Okinawan. So anyway, he's Asian. And with the Asian bashing, it scares me. So I make sure that the dog is in the car. And this guy came out, and he got too near the car, and the dog went off like there was no tomorrow, you know? Like, this is my car. You don't touch it. You don't come near us, okay? Mm. The dog went crazy. So the guy stood 6'4" and was very built really big or whatever, my husband said.
Yeah.
And he said, wow, I guess you don't have to worry about Asian bashing. And I said, just for someone to even think of that thought made me wonder.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's not a – but my dog would have killed him. So
you're ahead of the game because you have the dog that's protecting you. And how wonderful is that? And I actually really need that, but I don't know if I could handle. Well, actually, I know I can't handle it. I can't have this place would be a disaster. It would be bad for the dog.
No.
So
that's correct. That's
you're
correct.
Lucky, and you're lucky.
Yes.
But how we do change our lives around for our beloved pets. I mean, you're not going to get the wrong kind of house because you have Lucky, and everybody has to be in be comfortable, including your dog, which is a big part of things. Big part
of my dog is very loving to me, to my husband, to Richard, but he's very protective. So, and that's a shepherd's nature, but at the same token, we're trying to get him to be more socialized. It's why we have a major trainer that just deals with aggressive dogs. So, you know, I'm hoping for the best.
Oh, yeah. And a German Shepherd. When I was a little girl, I was visiting my cousins, and they had one. And I tried to come upstairs with everybody, and it wouldn't let me. Every time I moved towards staircase, it growled. And I probably was, you know, 7 years old, so I froze. And I was stuck down there for hours, Dale, and nobody heard me. And I'm like, but do you think I'm going to come near a German Shepherd? Like, every time I step towards the staircase, it wouldn't let me go past.
I mean,
it was so crazy.
They're just very protective, you know, and it's just like all our other pets were very socialized. So, I mean, you know, but they would still bark and protect. But anyway, well, you said you had another caller, Johnny?
We do. It's area code 347. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Tamika and I'm calling from New York.
We've talked to you before, huh, Tamika?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Okay, it's another one, Johnny. Johnny, that's 3 out of 4. I'm just letting you know. Okay, how can we help you?
Is it okay that I'm calling? Do you not want to talk to me because I've called before?
No. You can call. It's okay. Go ahead. Now, I'm trying to make a point to Johnny that I want us to go live.
Not your fault,
Tamika,
that you love
Dale. Not your fault. No. Okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
I just wanted to know what you pick up around me and a company called Northwell. It's a company I thought I would work for. I've applied to them, and they seemed really receptive to me in the past, but now every time I apply to them, I keep getting declined. So I'm just wondering if you see something up with me and that company towards me now, if you ever see me leaving my job. And
okay, wait, you're talking too fast. Okay, what company is it?
It's called Northwell.
Okay, and they just have you ever worked for them before?
No. In the past have gave me offers, but it wasn't what I was looking for, but it's a big company and they have a lot of different positions. So I've been applying and I thought that, I don't know, they seem receptive to me before. Now all of a sudden I'm getting a lot of declines, so I'm not sure what's going on with them and me.
Well, I don't think it's you per se at all. It's just you're just a number and you're just a name. But maybe if they see you applying on too many different positions, they don't like that. So that may be the reason, but I don't see you working for that company.
Okay.
At all. But there's other companies out there, so I wouldn't worry about it.
So I want to leave my company and go on to a new job. So do you see when I'll finally be leaving my company and going on
okay,
to a new
okay,
job?
Okay, okay, okay. I'm not going to answer this. I'm not doing a full reading, all right? So I answered your question, and, you know, it's cool. You will get a job, and it will be a nice one, and just keep applying at different places. That's the best thing I can tell you.
All right, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Tanika might want to call for a full reading, though, because she just wants to know what is wrong with – she thinks something's wrong with her, but you said not. There's nothing wrong with her. She's looking on the thing called Indeed. It's the place where they have all of the jobs, and I've heard of this. And that's where she's
what
looking.
What is it called?
So, Indeed, I-N-D-E-E-D. Oh, yeah, it's an app, and it has tons of jobs, and you can put in your zip code, and you apply there, and you have a
wow
your image.
Well, there's tons
and you have
of
your
jobs.
Resume. Yes, and so it works, too. That, Indeed, is a good thing. It's a good source. That's what she's doing. She feels like she's getting declined on a lot of things, so... You know, reevaluate, change things up a little bit, but maybe they can see. Yeah, maybe they can see if you are putting yourself out there. You're spreading thin. I don't know. I don't really know how it works, but like you said, you gave her your advice, and if she wants to take it further and dive in deeper, she should just call you and make an appointment.
No big deal. Okay, Johnny, can we have one more? Do we have one more?
Most certainly do. We most certainly do have one more. This is area code 610. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. It's the first time I found your show.
Oh, wow. Awesome. What's your name?
What's your name?
What is your
name? My name is Tonetta.
Oh, how pretty. And where are you from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Yes, ma'am. I was born and raised in Jersey. I'm very familiar. Half my relatives
okay.
live there. And
okay.
They were on the Cherry Hill side of Jersey, near Philly.
Yes.
How can I help you?
I have a love relationship question. I'm involved with another female. Her name is Christine. She lives in the same apartment complex development that I live in, so she's like across the parking lot from me. The problem is me and her were talking. We were trying to get the relationship off to a good start. I got nervous and I texted her and I said, I'm not sure if this is going to work out or not. She must have took offense to it.
Yep.
And she said, fine. And she has been very not talking. I've tried to send a card. I've tried to call her, leave a voicemail. I told her I was interested. I told her I want to go out to dinner. I told her I'm sorry. And then she texted me and she said, quit texting my phone. Leave me alone. I don't want nothing to do with you. This is someone I knew for 20 plus years. And, So do you see this woman, like, coming to her senses here and, you know, wanting to talk here reasonably?
Wow. No, you're the reasonable. You're the reasonable one. She's not. Okay?
I know. I know.
And you were just expressing, I would do what she said. Don't text her anymore. Otherwise, it will be harassment, and you could be, you know. I would not text her anymore. And unfortunately, it's sad. It's sad after 20 years that a relationship and a friendship like that would break up. But I mean, it's just just the way it is. You have to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And no, she's not going to change her mind. For whatever reason, she's not going to.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what her. Yeah, the thing about it is, before we even got the relationship off to start, She gave me her mom's diamond ring. Her mom is deceased. She gave me diamond earrings. She made me supper. I mean, this girl wined and dined me before we were even in a relationship. This is why I was trying to give her a chance. And then all this happened.
Well, there's nothing you can say, nothing you can do, except for say, you know, I'll leave you alone. I don't, you know, if you ever want to talk, give me a call. That's the best thing you can do.
Right. Well, I didn't know if you see her coming to her senses and
not really.
Calling
not really.
Okay.
No, but don't pursue her anymore, because then you can be in for a real big lawsuit and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't.
And she hasn't asked for the jewelry back or nothing.
Well, why should she? She gave it to you. So I'm trying to tell you, is just leave it alone. If someone don't want to be friends with you, they don't want to be friends with you. You can't put your hand through a wall and make it happen. And if it's meant to be, you know, it'll come around.
Right. Right.
But you will meet someone else, so don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the only person in the world, okay?
No, right. Well, thank you.
Okay, sweetie, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. It sounds like a little bit of a heartbreak, like a little bit of a, are you kidding me moment? Like, really? You know, like an emptiness feeling, right? And
it is,
I love
it is.
I love it to reach out to you for this stuff.
I mean,
I
think we got to be very careful what we text to people in the spur of the moment in general. I mean, because 1 minute we'll mean it, 1 minute we won't. I mean, you know, people break up with people over text now. I mean, it's very weird, very weird. But anyway, I wish you the best. She'll find someone new. But anyway, we're out of time for this week.
Right.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your expertise, Dale. You helped a lot of people.
Thank you. And it's okay that the people call again for updates, but I don't want them to call in every week, you know, like they were doing.
Not the same question. Not the same question that they had. If they've put in some work, sure, that's what it's for. If they've put in some work, they've got some answers, they've got to follow up with us, that's fun. Not the same.
But we're
question.
Starting to get a few new people here and there, and that'll build. So, we're good.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Want to
okay,
do your shout
great.
Out?
Well, thanks. Let's do the shout out. Okay, everybody. This show, along with all of our others that you may have missed, will be uploaded on our YouTube channel. So while you're there listening, don't forget to subscribe and like the shows. That helps a lot. And follow us on IG, Twitter, Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and also check out Dale Shear's website. You'll be able to find out what books she has to offer. She's an amazing author, one of the top psychics in the world, top 100. So make sure you go there and book your appointment with her. Her direct line is 808-372-1816 to book an appointment. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And that sure was fun. Friday nights. Yay. TGIF, everybody.
Yay. Well, good night, Barbara. Good night, everyone. Good night, Dale. Good night, Richard.
Good night, Johnny boy. Aloha, Dale. And aloha, Richard. What do you do? Fall asleep?
No. He's just listening.
Okay. Oh.